What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, this FAFO file would fall under one of Chris Rock's greatest skits. How not to get your ass kicked by the police. What did he say? The number one way to not get your ass kicked by the police was, that's right, obey the law. You see, if you're obeying the law, the police have no reason to interact with you. However, the morons in this article chose not to do so, which resulted in, one of them getting their ass kicked by the police. Now, this article was published on the 14th of November. CMPD chief responds to video of officer repeatedly punching a woman. Questions have been raised after a video showing a Charlotte, Mecklenburg police officer repeatedly punching a woman in South Charlotte Monday afternoon surfaced. Now, already out of the gate, they're going to try their best to play the racial angle to this. However, me, myself, every time I look at a quote unquote police brutality video, I look at it from a deeper level of thought. The video posted and shared on Instagram. See, that right there is the mistake number one, because whatever's going to be uploaded is already going to be made to be biased, and it's not going to show the whole interaction. Shows at least four CMPD officers Monday restraining a woman on the ground, while a fifth officer can be seen punching the woman multiple times. In the video, another officer can be seen escorting a man away from the woman. The incident happened Monday, just after 2 p.m. near the intersection of South Tryon Street and West Arrowwood Road in South Charlotte. In the video, a small crowd can be seen yelling toward the officers, who eventually grab a woman by each of her arms and escort her towards a police car. You see, that's something else that needs to stop. The whole Johnny-come-lately reaction from the crowd. Oh my God, the police are doing this. Okay, do you know the entire situation? No, I'm just going to get emotional about it. That right there is where the vast majority of cases go south. People refuse to get the proper information. Quote unquote, I had the opportunity to watch this video, and it is not easy to watch, said CMPD Police Chief Johnny Jennings. He said in a pre-written statement Tuesday, quote unquote, I never want to see an officer, much less one of my own, involved in a situation like this. Unfortunately, it's going to happen. Why? Because far too many people in this society somehow believe that they are above the law. In response to questions raised Tuesday, CMPD released a statement claiming that the man and woman seen in the video were found smoking marijuana in public. That goes back to what Chris Rock said. Obey the law. If these two morons weren't smoking weed in public, guess what? The police had no reason to interact with them. When officers approached the individuals, the female subject punched an officer in the face. The department claims the male subject on the scene had a firearm. Both individuals refused arrest and a struggle with officers ensued. Okay. So, they're breaking the law. The woman punches an officer. The guy has a pistol. Now, one would immediately ask, why is it that the man didn't get his ass kicked? Oh, the man had the wherewithal to know, look, I'm packing heat, they're packing heat. If things go left, I can end up getting shot. The woman, however, who gonna check me, boo? Nah, you see, that who gonna check me, boo attitude only works within the confines of the American Black community. That shit does not work outside of the American Black community. So yeah, that who gonna check me, boo attitude, yeah, she got checked, and she got checked real damn good. The department's statement describes the woman as, quote unquote, laying on her hands and not allowing officers to arrest her. They wrote, a male subject was arrested. He was in possession of a 9mm handgun. The department did address the officer's use of force when he decided to repeatedly punch the woman. Quote unquote, one officer threw multiple strikes to the female subject's right thigh and yelled, stop resisting, several times, CMPD says. In the video reviewed by WCNC Charlotte, most of the dialogue between the officers and the woman cannot be heard because of the distance between the person taking the video and the sound of the crowd around the scene. An officer can be heard telling the crowd to back up. Quote unquote, after several repeated verbal commands, an officer struck the female subject 7 times with knee strikes and 10 times with closed fists to the perineal, nerve in the thigh to try to gain compliance. CMPD explains in its statement. Quote unquote, the officer was intentional about where the strikes were made. CMPD said the officers were trained to strike large muscle groups in order to gain compliance during an arrest. The department's Internal Affairs Division is reviewing the officer's actions. Okay, let me go ahead and interject something right there. The force ladder. Yes, verbal commands. First, it's physical presence. Second, it's verbal commands. Third, it is soft controls. Fourth, it is hard controls, i.e. strikes. Fifth, it is the use of, if they have a dog, a taser, pepper spray, non-lethal means. And the final ladder, or the final rung, excuse me, on the force ladder is deadly force. So guess what? They had to go all the way to level 4, which is hard control, which is strikes. Now, they could have went to pepper spray if they so chose. But guess what? They felt they didn't need to go that far. However, you see, this is something that the vast majority of the American Black community refuse to understand. Why? Because it's all about emotion and sensationalism instead of actual true knowledge. Quote unquote, in North Carolina, a police officer's body cam video cannot be released without the authorization of a judge. Jennings said he has asked the police department's attorney to file a petition with the court to release the video publicly, which means, okay, they want the public to see the entire thing. However, unfortunately, the social media has already got what they want, which is we're going to get the clips that we want to make it as biased as possible against these cops. I watched the body camera footage and believe it tells more of the story than is what is being circulated to social media. Jennings wrote in his statement on X, "The public deserves to view this footage as well." So, right there, he's saying, yes, there's always more to the story than what's being circulated via social media. CMPD confirmed the woman has been charged with assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and the possession of marijuana. The man has been charged with carrying a concealed weapon, resisting arrest, and possession of marijuana. Gentlemen, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 8. Now, let's circle back to the main point of this video and this article. How not to get your ass kicked by the police. Number one, obey the law. Number two, have your paperwork in order. Your insurance, your registration, all of it. And number three, if you have to interact with the police, do everything on your part to de-escalate the situation. If you know you're fucking up, guess what? Hey, you got me. Okay, you caught me. I was doing this, blah, 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 blah. Plead the fifth. Say, you know what? Okay, you got me. I'm caught. Go ahead and take whatever charge you were doing. Don't try to fight. That's the last thing you want to do. Because remember, in his video, he said, if the police have to come and get you, they bringing an ass kicking along. But no, in all seriousness, this idea of who gonna check me, boo, that runs rampant in the Black American community, yeah, that's getting a lot of American Black women fucked up, and not just by the police. No. Yeah, that is a horrible attitude that unfortunately will not go anywhere. Why? Because, let's be completely honest about this. Anytime a Black man that has his shit together, that has his head on his shoulders, actually wants to try to fix the American Black community, guess what happens? He ends up getting the police called on him, or he gets put into some type of compromising position. So no, the American Black community does not want to be fixed. And guess what? That is all by design. Now you see what's happening. That's right. The migrants have come in to replace the American Black community as Democratic voters. And yet and still, you still have the American Black community fighting over gender roles. Hey, I'm just on the outside looking and seeing everything for what it truly is. This has all been one big, long game. And guess what? The American Black community was destined to lose. But can't tell him anything. Oh, well. Oh, well. But yeah, people, if you have to interact with the police, make it as painless as possible. Make it as quick as possible. You all want to go home at the end of the day. And if you're not breaking the law, guess what? You don't need to scream, I didn't do anything. Okay, here's my paperwork. Here's my insurance. I don't have any warrants, blah, 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 blah. Keep it simple. Keep it quick. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you American black women with that attitude of who gonna check me, boo? That shit does not fly outside of black America. This woman learned. More women have learned. Yeah. This woman decided she was going to put hands on the cop. Yeah. She literally invited that ass whooping. And guess what? I feel no sense of remorse for her. She knew what she was doing was wrong, but guess what? Her attitude and ego got the better of her. So yeah, understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have, which is fake power, by the way, that the system allows you to believe you have, is going out. Feminism and the idea that you can impose your will on anybody at any time, that's going out right along with it. Because believe you me, more and more black women have become the face of crime, have become the face of pretty much everything negative when it comes to a woman. And yeah, you've reaped what you've sown. Welcome to being the new American black man. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.